notice the doings of mere commoners. Few of Menzoberranzan's ruling females, except for those matron mothers who maintained alliances with this or that merchant band, had much interest in the world beyond their city's cavern. Those drow were an insular people, utterly convinced of their own racial superiority, fanatically absorbed in their worship of Lolth, completely enmeshed in the strife and intrigue inspired by their Lady of Chaos. Status was all, and the struggle for power all-consuming. Very little could compel the subterranean elves to tear their eyes from their traditionally narrow focus. But Zandra Shobalar, third-born daughter of a noble house, was driven by the most powerful motivating forces known to the drow, hatred and revenge. The members of House Shobalar were reclusive even by the standards of paranoid Menzoberranzan, and they were seldom seen outside of the family complex. At the moment, Zandra was farther from home than she had ever intended to go. The journey to Mantle Dareth was long. The midnight hour of Narbondel would come and pass, perhaps as many as 100 times from the outset of her quest, until she stood once again within the walls of House Shobalar. Few noble females cared to be away for so long, for fear that they would return to find their positions usurped. Zandra had no such fears. She had 10 sisters, 5 of whom were, like Zandra, counted among the rare female wizards of Menzoberranzan. But none of these 5 wanted her job. Zandra was mistress of magic, charged with the wizardly training of all young Shobalars, as well as the household's magically gifted fosterlings. She had a great deal of responsibility, certainly, but there was far more glory to be found in the hoarding of spell power and in conducting the mysterious experiments that yielded new and wondrous items of magic. If one of the Shobalar wizards should ever try to wrest the instructor's position away, the powerful Zandra would certainly kill her, but only as a matter of form. No drow female allowed another to take what was hers, even if she herself did not particularly want it. Zandra Shobalar might not have been particularly enamored of her role, but she was exceedingly good at what she did. The Shobalar wizards were reputed to be among the most innovative in Menzoberranzan, and all of her students were well and thoroughly taught. These included the children, both female and male, of House Shobalar, a few second-born sons from other noble houses, which Zandra accepted as apprentices, and a number of promising common-born boy children that she acquired by purchase, theft, or adoption, an option that usually occurred after the convenient death of an entire family, rendering the magically gifted child an orphan. However they came to House Shobalar, Zandra's students routinely won top marks in yearly competitions, meant to spur the efforts of the young drow. Such victories opened the doors of Sorcerer, the mage school, at the famed academy Tir Bresh. So far, every Shobalar-trained student who wished to become a wizard had been admitted to the academy, and most had excelled in the art. Their high standard was a matter of pride, which Zandra Shobalar possessed in no small measure. It was that very reputation for excellence, however, that had caused the problem that brought Zandra to distant Mantle Dareth. Almost 10 years before, Zandra had acquired a new student, a female of rare wizardly promise. At first, the Shobalar mistress had been overjoyed, for she saw in the girl child an opportunity to raise her own reputation to new heights. After all, she had been entrusted with the magical education of Lyriel Beanre, the only daughter and apparent heiress of Gromph Beanre, the powerful archmage of Menzoberranzan. If the child proved to be truly gifted, and that was almost a certainty, for why else would the mighty Gromph bother with a child born of a useless beauty such as Sostriel Vandry, then it was not unlikely that young Lyriel might in due time inherit her sire's title. What renown would be hers, Zandra exulted, if she could lay claim to training Menzoberranzan's next archmage, the first female to hold that high position. Her initial joy was dimmed somewhat by Gromph's insistence that the arrangement be kept in confidence. It was not an impossibility, given the reclusive nature of the Shobalar clan, but it was brutally hard on